Medical negligence encompasses a range of actions where healthcare providers fail to meet the standard of care, leading to patient harm. Among the various types of medical negligence, one stands out as the most prevalent: misdiagnosis. Misdiagnosis, the leading cause of medical negligence. Misdiagnosis occurs when a healthcare professional incorrectly identifies a patient's condition or fails to diagnose a condition altogether. This can lead to inappropriate treatment, delayed treatment, or no treatment at all, resulting in significant harm to the patient. Below are the main subtypes of misdiagnosis. Failure to diagnose. Failure to diagnose occurs when a healthcare provider misses the signs and symptoms of a condition entirely. This can result in the patient not receiving the necessary treatment on time. Examples of failure to diagnose. A patient presents with symptoms of a heart attack, but the doctor attributes them to anxiety and sends the patient home without further tests. A woman with a palpable lump in her breast is not referred for a mammogram or ultrasound, delaying the diagnosis of breast cancer. Implications of failure to diagnose. Worsening condition. The untreated condition may progress, leading to more severe health issues. Delayed treatment. The delay in diagnosis can make the condition harder to treat and reduce the chances of a full recovery. Increased healthcare costs. More extensive and expensive treatments may be required once the correct diagnosis is finally made. How is compensation measured for failure to diagnose? Patients who suffer from a failure to diagnose can claim compensation for the additional medical expenses, pain and suffering, and loss of income. For example, a patient who experiences a delay in cancer diagnosis might receive compensation for the extensive treatments required once the cancer is finally detected. Delayed diagnosis. Delayed diagnosis occurs when there is a significant delay in identifying a patient's condition. This can allow the disease or condition to progress to a more advanced stage, making treatment more difficult and less effective. Examples of delayed diagnosis. A patient with persistent headaches is not diagnosed with a brain tumor until months after the initial symptoms appear. An elderly patient with symptoms of stroke is not given immediate attention, leading to delayed treatment and increased risk of severe outcomes. Implications of delayed diagnosis. Disease progression. The condition may advance to a stage where it is less treatable or incurable. Permanent damage. Delayed diagnosis can lead to permanent injury or disability, particularly in cases like stroke or heart attack. Emotional distress. Patients and their families may suffer significant emotional and psychological stress due to the progression of the condition. How is compensation measured for delayed diagnosis? Patients affected by delayed diagnosis can seek compensation for the heightened severity of their condition, increased medical costs, and associated pain and suffering. For instance, a patient whose stroke diagnosis was delayed might receive compensation for rehabilitation costs and loss of earning capacity. Incorrect diagnosis. Incorrect diagnosis happens when a healthcare provider identifies a condition as something it is not. This can lead to inappropriate treatment that may cause harm or fail to address the actual condition. Examples of incorrect diagnosis. A patient with lupus is misdiagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and given treatments that do not alleviate their symptoms. A child with appendicitis is misdiagnosed with a stomach virus, delaying necessary surgical intervention. Implications of incorrect diagnosis. Inappropriate treatment. Patients may undergo unnecessary or harmful treatments for a condition they do not have. Condition worsening. The actual condition remains untreated, potentially leading to more severe health problems. Psychological impact. Patients and their families may experience confusion and anxiety due to the incorrect diagnosis and ineffective treatment. How is compensation measured for incorrect diagnosis? Patients who receive an incorrect diagnosis can claim compensation for the adverse effects of inappropriate treatments and the progression of their actual condition. An example could be a patient misdiagnosed with a less severe condition who later discovers they have cancer. They might receive compensation for the advanced treatments required and the emotional distress endured. Common scenarios leading to misdiagnosis. Misdiagnosis can occur in various medical contexts, often with severe consequences. Here are some of the most common scenarios where misdiagnosis frequently happens. Cancer misdiagnosis can involve either a complete failure to detect the cancer or a delay in diagnosing it. Early detection is crucial for effective treatment and better outcomes. Examples: a patient with a lump in the breast is misdiagnosed with a benign cyst when it is cancerous. A patient's symptoms of fatigue and weight loss are attributed to stress or depression, missing an underlying diagnosis of leukemia. Implications. Progression of disease. The cancer may advance to a more severe stage, reducing the effectiveness of treatment options. Increased mortality risk. Delayed or incorrect treatment can lead to a higher risk of death. Emotional and financial strain. Patients and their families may face significant emotional distress and financial burdens due to prolonged and intensive treatments. Cancer, heart attack. Heart attack symptoms can be subtle and sometimes mimic other less serious conditions, leading to misdiagnosis. Examples: a patient presenting with chest pain and shortness of breath is diagnosed with acid reflux or anxiety instead of a heart attack. Symptoms such as jaw pain or nausea in women are overlooked as indicators of a heart attack. Implications: delay in critical treatment. Immediate treatment is crucial for minimizing heart damage and improving survival rates. Increased risk of complications. Misdiagnosis can lead to severe complications such as heart failure or arrhythmias. Long-term health issues. Patients may suffer long-term damage that could have been mitigated with timely intervention. Infections. Infections, particularly sepsis, can be life-threatening if not diagnosed and treated promptly. Misdiagnosis often occurs when symptoms are mistaken for less serious illnesses. Examples: a urinary tract infection, UTI, that progresses to sepsis is initially diagnosed as a minor bladder infection. Symptoms of bacterial meningitis are attributed to the flu, delaying critical treatment. Implications: rapid deterioration. Infections like sepsis can rapidly worsen, leading to multi-organ failure and death if not treated immediately. Extended hospital stays. Misdiagnosed infections may result in prolonged hospital stays and intensive care. Higher medical costs. Patients may incur significant medical expenses due to the need for more aggressive treatments. Stroke. A stroke requires immediate medical attention, and any delay in diagnosis can have devastating effects. Symptoms can be mistaken for other conditions, leading to misdiagnosis. Examples: a patient with slurred speech and weakness on one side is diagnosed with a migraine instead of a stroke. Symptoms such as confusion and dizziness are misattributed to alcohol intoxication or medication side effects. Implications: permanent disability. Delayed treatment can result in long-term disabilities, including paralysis and speech difficulties. Reduced quality of life. Patients may experience significant declines in their ability to perform daily activities. Emotional impact. Both patients and their families may face severe emotional distress due to the sudden and lasting effects of a stroke. Fractures and sprains. Fractures and sprains are sometimes misdiagnosed, especially if initial symptoms are mild or ambiguous. Examples: a hairline fracture is diagnosed as a simple sprain, leading to inadequate treatment. A sprained ankle is mistaken for a more severe ligament injury, resulting in unnecessary immobilization or surgery. Implications: improper healing. Incorrect treatment can lead to improper healing and chronic pain. Extended recovery time. Misdiagnosis may result in longer recovery periods and additional medical interventions. Functional impairment. Patients may suffer long-term functional impairments due to the initial misdiagnosis. Understanding these common scenarios highlights the critical importance of accurate and timely diagnosis in healthcare to prevent further harm and ensure effective treatment for patients. Legal implications. Misdiagnosis is a common basis for medical negligence claims. Patients who suffer harm due to misdiagnosis can seek compensation for medical expenses, costs associated with incorrect treatments, additional medical procedures, hospital stays, and future medical care. Lost wages, compensation for income lost due to inability to work during the period of incorrect treatment and recovery. Pain and suffering, damages for the physical pain and emotional suffering endured due to the misdiagnosis and its consequences. Emotional distress, compensation for the psychological impact of the misdiagnosis, including anxiety, depression, and stress. To pursue a medical negligence claim, it is crucial to demonstrate that the healthcare provider breached the standard of care and that this breach directly caused harm to the patient. The legal process typically involves: schedule your initial consultation. At the initial consultation, legal professionals can provide information about the claim process and discuss the viability of an insurance or compensation claim. They will also confirm your eligibility for no-win, no-fee terms. Investigation and gathering evidence. Legal professionals will investigate and gather evidence while you recover from your injuries. This includes collecting medical treatment records prior to and subsequent to the medical event. They will also collect employment and income records to create a comprehensive before and after picture. Get independent medical experts' opinion. Once all relevant medical records are obtained, including reports from your treating doctors, an independent medical expert will provide an opinion on the extent of your injury and whether the treatment met the requisite standard of care. From these reports, legal professionals will assess how the medical event has impacted you and your family both at work and at home. Lodge your claim. If the investigation results are satisfactory, the legal team will then lodge your insurance claim where possible and, if circumstances allow, a compensation claim for the physical and psychological deficits sustained as a result of the accident. Attendance at informal settlement meeting. Legal professionals will formulate your damages demand if applicable and appoint an out-of-court meeting to negotiate the resolution of your claim settlement. Claim settlement or court proceedings. Statistically, more than 97% of compensation claims are settled out of court. In many cases, the claim is resolved successfully during the informal settlement meeting, and you will receive the compensation to which you are entitled. If your claim has not been resolved at this stage, legal professionals will file proceedings in court to help you get the compensation you are entitled to according to law. Conclusion: misdiagnosis remains the most common type of medical negligence, with far-reaching consequences for patients. It highlights the critical importance of accurate and timely diagnosis in healthcare. Patients who believe they have been victims of misdiagnosis should seek legal advice to understand their rights and explore their options for compensation. If you have experienced misdiagnosis or other forms of medical negligence, it is essential to consult with a qualified legal professional to ensure your rights are protected and to navigate the legal process effectively.